Hey, today I've been given the title to speak on the value of devotee association. Who will appreciate devotee association? Well, not that many people, considering there are, I'm told, about 6 million in Greater Manchester. We certainly couldn't accommodate them in this room, but we could accommodate more. So they're not that many. Well, I guess they heard I was coming, so... Therefore, we're advised not to associate with non-devotees. Who will appreciate those who want to advance in devotional service? Srila Prabhupada gave the example that just like there is a chamber of commerce, businessmen, they get together and by getting together, they can make contacts for their business, maybe they can get advice, or they, if they have to, maybe they want to make a lobby to... You going to chant rounds or are you going to listen to the class? See, you need someone to tell you. Devotee association. At least something resembling a devotee. Maybe the businessmen want to get together to make a deposition to the local authorities to, for instance, improve the law and order situation in the commercial district, whatever. They get together to further the aim, their aims, because they have the same aims and interests. Srila Prabhupada also often gave the example, the value of devotee association, by saying that, well, if you want to be a thief, better you associate with thieves. Well, I'll try putting it on again. Whoops. Looks like it's not destined for this time. Then if you associate with thieves, you'll become a thief. If you associate with drunkards, you're likely to become a drunkard. If you go with thieves, they'll all the time be talking about thieving, and they won't even let you into their association unless you're going to be a thief, because it's a secret profession. If you want to be a, if you associate with drunkards, they'll all the time be talking about drinking and when's our next binge coming up, and they'll be drinking and say, hey, you take one too. No, 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 I'm a teacher. No, no, come on, take a drink. Come on, it's only one. And you'll become a drunkard also. Sangat sanjayate kamaha. In this line in Bhagavad Gita means that by association, kama, desire arises. So Srila Prabhupada quotes this line in the Nectar of Instruction, quotes it, to mean that according to our association, our desires develop. So if we have... Oh! All right. Jai. Hare Krishna. So if we have a desire to develop in devotional service, we should associate with devotees. Ado shraddha tata sadhu sangha. In the gradual development of prem, Krishna prem, pure love for Krishna, the first stage is shraddha, faith that there's something worth pursuing here. And the second stage is sadhu sangha, associating with devotees. And even that initial shraddha, faith, that comes from association with devotees. By seeing devotees and by hearing from devotees, then we'll be inclined to that, well, I'd also like to be like that. So bhakti, that arises from association with devotees. Bhaktya sanjataya, no, no, that's... Bhaktis tu bhagavad bhakta sangena parijayate. Simple point, that bhakti... Pure loving devotional service to Krishna arises from association with devotees. And there are many, many such guidelines within the revealed scriptures, Srila Rupa Goswami in his Upadeshamrita, nectarian instructions, succinct instructions for how to live one's life in devotional service. He gives one verse which describes six processes which are favorable for advancing in devotional life, and six which are detrimental, which destroy devotional life. And in both of these, he mentions association. In one of them, he states that by association with non-devotees, our devotional development is destroyed, and by association with devotees, it is one of the six factors which help to bring us to perfection in devotional life. Ramanujacharya, one of the major points, one of the two points which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted from Ramanuja's teachings, one of the two principal points that he accepted from his teachings and incorporated in the teachings of his own sampradaya, one of the points was the value of association with and worship of devotees. It's very much stressed in the Ramanuja sampradaya. And we can, from hearing and studying the activities of Ramanujacharya and his disciples, we can get many insights into the value of association with devotees and the sweetness of association with devotees and the guru-disciple relationship, and from other devotees also, but especially it's stressed very much in the Ramanuja Sampradaya that we should value the association of devotees. Sri Ramanujacharya recommended that if you are completely useless, if you can't do anything else, you can't serve Krishna, you're not inclined to hear about Krishna, you're just a complete wreck, but somewhere in your heart you have a desire to advance in devotional service, just go and sit with the devotees, just be there in their association, just be with them, and somehow by their association you'll get some value, you'll get some benefit from that. Of course, if we're in the association of devotees, they don't usually just let us sit. They'll want us to advance. That is, of course, when I say that, there are different levels of devotees. We have to choose our association carefully. Also, in the Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami advises how to associate with devotees on different levels. He says that those who are devotees, neophyte devotees, we can respect them mentally. And those who are initiated, we can offer them respect. So my understanding of this is not just that by sitting in a ceremony, you suddenly become changed overnight, but the essence of initiation, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpan. At the time of initiation, a devotee offers himself fully in the service of Krishna, surrenders himself. So those who have actually surrendered their life, who are very serious about being Krishna conscious, we should associate with them and we should offer them respect. And those who are fully Krishna conscious, we should surrender our life to them. So the association with devotees, we should see also what are the level. If we associate with neophyte devotees, means jaha kumal shraddha shekhanishtajan, those who, they're not really fully Krishna conscious, but they're somewhat Krishna conscious. They're not really that much serious about the whole matter of being Krishna conscious. They may be, there are different kinds of Kanishtha Adhikaris also. There are those who are just rank beginners but are very serious. And there are others who are what we can say are Mishra Bhaktas. They They're Krishna conscious, but not too much. There are other things important in life also. If they think that I have other things important in life, for instance, recently I saw one devotee. He had all kinds of books and videos and all kinds of things about motorcycle racing, which has got absolutely nothing to do with the purpose of life, which is to become Krishna conscious. So if you associate with such a devotee, you might make some advancement in devotional life, but you might also end up on the pillion of a motorcycle going around the streets of Dublin and wondering what's this got to do with Krishna consciousness. So a devotee who's has clearly made his aim of life to be Krishna conscious, such devotees should be associated with, even if they're not completely perfect. But they shouldn't make a philosophy of not being perfect. For instance, they shouldn't say, well, I do drink a little brandy from time to time, but not very often, and actually I'd like to be Krishna conscious, but, you know, I have a little bad habit, and it's not that bad. Krishna's very merciful, and apart from the brandy, I drink a little time from time. I drink beer every day. But anyway, Hare Krishna. So those who make a philosophy out of their incomplete condition and try to justify it, that kind of association is very dangerous because we can't advance. They're not real devotees. That's cheating. If someone is fallen, we don't associate with them if you want to make spiritual advancement. But if they're fallen, but admit I'm fallen, and they don't try to say, well, actually it's okay, then that is not as dangerous as someone who says, yeah, I'm fallen, yeah, later I'm going to take Krishna consciousness seriously. First of all, I have to enjoy life, then later we'll see. So such association is not valuable. And the best association is that which will cut our attachment to the material world and develop our attachment to Krishna. Both things are required. Of course, by developing attachment to Krishna, then automatically we should develop detachment from this world. But that detachment from this world is also effected by devotees speaking as Krishna spoke in Bhagavad Gita, and as he speaks in Srimad Bhagavatam, who will point out to us that this world is not a place fit for us to live in. Krishna himself, when instructing Uddhava, he says that someone who is intelligent enough to see that in this world there is nothing but suffering, there's nothing good to be had, even in the heavenly planets, it's not our place to be. One who has realized that, then tato du sangamutsrija satsu sajeta buddhiman. And what's the next line? Satsu sajeta buddhiman. I forgot the last line. But anyway, the purport is that, I always forget that verse, that one having understood that this world, it's just nonsense, this whole material world is nonsense, then we should give up bad association and associate with devotees. Those who are actually intelligent, they'll associate with devotees. And devotees, they will cut our material attachments. Manovya sangam uktibihi. They will, by their harsh words, they will cut our material attachments. Actually, Krishna doesn't say harsh, he just says words, but Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that if they make those words, Sanda evasya chindanti manovya sangam uktibihi. By their words, they will cut our material attachments. So we have to be prepared for that. Association with devotees doesn't just mean smiling, Haribo! How are you doing? Oh, very nice, Haribo. So that may be there also. Devotees are good friends. But sadhu sangha can be very intense, because coming out of this material world and going to Krishna, it's not a small thing. Bahunam janmanamante gyanavang mam prapadyate. Krishna says, after many births, one who has actually acknowledged surrenders to me. That process of surrendering to Krishna takes many lifetimes for the jnanis, those who are trying to cultivate spiritual knowledge and become detached from this world. A devotee can do it in one lifetime only. But that requires giving up all attachments and becoming fully attached to Krishna. So it may be painful that we have to give up material attachments, but that is required. We should associate with devotees who help us in the process of devotional service. Ado shraddha tata sadhu sangha ata bhajana kriya. When we associate with devotees, it means they engage us in the activities of devotional service. When we say associate, it doesn't mean just sit around with them. It doesn't even mean only to chant Hare Krishna and take prasadam. It means that they engage us in bhajana kriya, the activities of devotional service. There's a lot of going in and out here. It's, yeah, but why? Why in and out? You can maybe ask them. If you'd like to leave, if you don't like what's being said, maybe you could all just leave now, because, you know, it's very serious business, actually. I don't know what it's considered. This talk is just something to fill in the time before we have a little drama and then some prasadam. So, bhajana kriya means activities of devotional service, as enunciated in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and in other scriptures. How do we engage in devotional service? Devotee means who's engaged in devotional service. Devotional service has a specific format. There are particular rules to be followed. There are many, there are 64 basic rules given in the Nectar of Devotion. There are many others given in Hari Bhakti Vilas, and there are many others also which we may receive, as Rupa Goswami states, we may receive specifically from our guru. There are various details which we should follow. For instance, Srila Prabhupada gave many standards for his initiated disciples. Of course, the minimum standard is to follow four regulated principles and chant 16 rounds daily of the Maha Mantra. But he also said that devotees should rise early, go to Mangal Arati, men should shave their head once a month, keeping a shika, that maybe those who are living and working outside, they may not do that, but he specifically said he didn't like long hair, in like beards. So these are rules. These are just examples. But there are many such things which are to be followed by those who are going to follow Srila Prabhupada. And where does he lead us to? Back to Godhead. So there are many things to be followed. And by doing so, then what happens is anartha nivritti. Then all the unwanted things, all the bad habits, bad thoughts, everything that is not Krishna conscious, that is reduced and eventually expelled. Then our path back to Godhead is very clear. But we require association of devotees to do that. And it's very powerful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that there are five particular processes which are especially conducive. Out of the 64 processes, five are particularly conducive for devotional advancement. And sadhu sangha, nama kirtan, bhagavat shravan, maturava shraddhai shrimurtir sevan. The first one given is association with devotees. Because actually there's association with devotees, chanting the holy names, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, living in Mathura, and with great faith worshipping the deity. First comes sadhu sangha, because we can't do any of these properly without association with devotees. Srila Prabhupada also stated that we are founding many centers of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness so that people can come and have association of devotees. So devotees are supposed to come together, and those living in the temples are supposed to give the best example and guidance on how to be Krishna conscious. Especially they are supposed to be brahmanas who can guide others. Brahmana means they have nothing else to do except be involved in spiritual activities, and they can give guidance to others by seeing the behavior of devotees. But behavior means not just being polite, but how they're engaged in devotional service 24 hours a day. Then others can also, as far as possible, incorporate this in their lives. Unfortunately, modern society is set up in such a way that it's asatsanga. In modern life, everything is trivial at best. At best, we can say that there's no substance, people are just living lives. For what? They have no particular direction, just get some money, eat some food, maybe drink some alcohol and have some sex and pass your life like this. Nothing. No particular purpose. And at worst, a modern society, well, if we take the full picture of it, then people are living lives in which their future will be very inauspicious, because for every action, there is a reaction. If we perform sinful acts, then we're going to get a bad result. So people are eating meat, they're drinking alcohol, having illicit sex, gambling, and so many sinful activities for which they'll get a reaction. So association with such people is not at all helpful for devotional life, but we find most people, most devotees nowadays in our Krishna conscious movement, for the sake of just maintaining their family or maintaining their body, they are living among people, they spend most of their time every day with people who are not Krishna conscious. It's bad association. Even though such people in their general behavior may be quite decent and polite, but because they have no understanding of the goal of life, which is to be Krishna conscious, or any particular interest in that, then they're not very good association. Of course, you can try preaching them and bring them into Krishna consciousness, but basically, that's a very good idea, but basically, the whole society, the association is not very good. So Srila Prabhupada, he recommended for grihastha devotees as far as possible, so they can all live together in this way create an atmosphere that is conducive for their own spiritual advancement and that of their families, he recommended that devotees live together very simply on the land, producing our own food and chanting Hare Krishna. In that way, devotees can all live together without bad association. And whereas in the normal workplace, you are not allowed to chant Hare Krishna. But if you're working with devotees, then you're not allowed not to chant Hare Krishna. If you're not chanting Hare Krishna, what's wrong? I didn't say you're chanting around. Something wrong there. They won't say that to you at work, will they? If you chant your rounds, say, hey, you can't do that here. Not allowed. You're supposed to work here. Wow. In the workplace, well, you probably could wear tilak, actually. I mean, you get plenty of people go to work with Rastafarian locks, isn't it? So you could probably go with a shaved head and shikha and tilak also, as long as you do your job. Actually, there was a young Brahmin boy, must have been early 20s. I saw him in Sri Rangam, which is the main place of the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. And he was beautifully chanting prayers from the Divya Prabandham. If anyone is here from Sri Sampradaya, I doubt it. They'll know what is the Divya Prabandham. Beautifully chanting prayers to the Lord. Next time I went, no, actually I met one of his relatives somewhere else, this young boy. It must have been his uncle. Yeah, it was his uncle. So I asked about him and he said, well, now he's in America. I said, well, why is he in America? He said, well, you know, you have to live. So he doesn't spend all his time worshipping the Lord. He's working in a company as a software engineer. So he's in America. So I asked, so he's keeping up his practices? Yeah, as far as possible, he still has his, goes to work with his big tilak and big shikha and everything. So the next time I heard about him, he'd been transferred back to Bangalore. And although in America he can go to work with his big, have you seen their tilak? Big tilak and then big, huge shikha. He said, but when he came to work in Bangalore, I told him, no, you're not allowed to have that here. In America you can have it, but not in Bangalore, in India. So you could probably go to work with the tilak and this and that, but if you're in the, if you're in a devotee farm community, then you have to. You're not. How can you be an initiated devotee and not have tilak? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not, when he was running a school, he wouldn't allow his students to come unless they had tilak. He'd send them out. Tilak na takle jodi bipre kopale shei kopal shmashan shaman bede bole. He said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would tell his students that even you may be a Brahmin by birth, but if you don't have tilak on your forehead, you look like a walking crematorium, according to Shastra. You always have to say according to Shastra. So this was Srila Prabhupada's program, whereby people who want to be Krishna conscious, especially in family life, they can all come together and live together like this. Now, at the present time, we don't have any program for this, but I'm just mentioning it, because if you want to have devotee association all the time, well, that's how we can do it. We can live very simply and have our own communities, and that's one kind of preaching also. So I don't expect you all to run out of the door and grab some forks. Well, maybe for prasadam forks, but not, I mean forks and spades, not knives and forks. Although, no objection if you do, but well, actually it has to be considered very carefully. But the beginning is to think about it. Then you start to think about it more, and then you can actually do it. So, by my talking about this, several devotees that I know have actually formed together in various communities in India and in other countries also. and making steps. So they actually moved to the land and left their well-paying jobs in the cities to live very simply so that they can be with devotees, and especially for their children, because they're thinking that, well, my responsibility to my children is to Guru Nasasyat, Swajano Nasasyat, Pita Nasasyat, Janani Nasasyat. Daiving Natatsyan Napatis Chasasyat, Namoche Adyasamupeta Mrityum. As Srila Prabhupada often quoted, unless one can deliver one's dependent from birth and death, one should not become a guru. One shouldn't become a relative, a father or mother, or accept respect from anyone. So, as parents have responsibilities to children, and so the parents are thinking that if we keep them in these slaughterhouse schools, it will be very difficult to raise them in Krishna consciousness, so let's give them the best chance and making such communities. It's not easy because, well, the whole society is against it. Not actively against it, but it's difficult in many ways, but those who are doing so are very happy that they've done so, very happy in Krishna consciousness. Some tried to move and didn't make it, but those who are more determined are doing so. So you could also start to think about it. What's the best way to develop Krishna consciousness? Well, we need to be in association with devotees. And preferably 24 hours a day. And how can you do that? Well, there's a formula that's given by Srila Prabhupada. Go to the land, live simply, produce your own food, and then all the devotees can rise early together, go to Mangalati every morning instead of once a month. I heard that's a new program here. Once a month, all the initiated devotees should go to Mangalati. As I understood from Srila Prabhupada, it's supposed to be every day for initiated devotees. It may be due to not having that association, working life, you get caught up in various things. But living on the land, especially if we don't have electric lights, then we tend to go to bed early, and then we get up early. And it's very nice to do so. And devotees are very happy to do so. And then you're going to make more advancement than if you're just struggling to cram in your round somewhere because you have to get the kids off to school and get yourself off to the office and do some shopping, and there's that funny sound in the car. I have to take it in for repair. And meantime, my boss wants me to do overtime, and I still didn't chant 8 rounds from yesterday, and we tend to get caught up in these syndromes, is it? We tend to get caught up in syndromes like this. And as usually what gets cut out is our spiritual practices. They become relegated to the optional. So if we live very simply with devotees, then we don't have all these extraneous things, and we don't have so many demands. And life is centered around hearing and chanting about Krishna. So that is something to start thinking about, that we need to do this for ourselves and for others also, because we on the order of Srila Prabhupada, we try to bring people into Krishna consciousness, but if we ourselves can only practice, maybe circumstantially, on a mediocre level, we're not likely to inspire others to come up to a better level. And if they're in the same circumstances that we are in, then they also may not be able to come up to the minimal level that Srila Prabhupada wanted for his disciples, which was to have at least 5 hours of sadhana every day. To be Krishna conscious requires some... We have to put time in, but if we don't have that opportunity, then we may be bringing more and more people into Krishna consciousness, but only at a mediocre level. But if we're going to go back to Godhead, it's going to have to be tivra, intense devotional service. So that possibility is there if that arrangement is made for associating with devotees 24 hours a day. Of course, we also need preachers for the cities, and we also understand that not everyone will be ready for making such a move, but like I say, something to think about. There are many things to be said about associating with devotees. Obviously, I haven't said them all now, but I'll finish the lecture now, unless anyone has any questions. One way we can associate, well, there are so many points. This is an important point. We can also associate by reading books and hearing lectures. So, highly recommended. Read all the books of Srila Prabhupada. If you have a TV in your home, excellent advice. Get it out. And get a set of Srila Prabhupada's books. Of course, you can use the TV for watching Krishna conscious presentations also. But better than that is reading Srila Prabhupada's books. We should all, especially those who have accepted initiation, there should be a program in our life that we're going to read all of Prabhupada's books within a certain time. And then when you've done that, do it again. Maybe 3 years or whatever. We should all read Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion. We should have a program to read them all. Otherwise, what's the meaning of being a disciple? Disciple means we're supposed to take spiritual knowledge to get guidance. It's not just a matter of now I'm initiated. But the knowledge is there in the books, so we should study the books. This way we get the association of Srila Prabhupada and all the previous acharyas who are all present there. We get the association of Krishna. But personal association is also required. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is stated that, Bhagavat, ek Bhagavata Boro. Dui Bhagavate Madde, ek Bhagavata Boro. I forgot. There is the Bhagavata Shastra or Bhakti Rasa Patra. So it's stated that there are two kinds of Bhagavats, or those entities which are in relation to Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord. One is the book Bhagavat, which is main, and the other is the devotee who is the receptacle of pure devotional mellows. Srila Prabhupada would emphasize it that because the bhakta, the devotee, is one who is absorbed in topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. But Srila Prabhupada stressed it round the other way. He said that association with devotees is more important than association. More important than reading books is to hear from devotees. But of course the devotees have to speak according to the book. Otherwise, it's useless. The book means Srimad Bhagavatam, particularly. So, Srila Prabhupada stressed more important is hearing from the devotee. Then one disciple of Srila Prabhupada said, why is association with devotee more important? Srila Prabhupada said, because he will pull your ear. In other words, you can read the book and just say, well, okay, that's very nice, but I won't do it. But the devotee will pull your ear. He said, do it. You should do it. He'll put pressure on you to do it. So any question about this?
Krishna Maharaj, I read Srimad Bhagavatam this morning, and I listened to Kirtan as well.
Very nice.
That devotional service.
Is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and hearing a Kirtan, is it devotional service? Generally, yes. Not always. If we do it with a specifically devotional attitude, then it's devotional service. It could also be done by demons, but I don't think you're a demon.
Yeah.
There are people who read Bhagavatam with the aim of looking for faults, so that they can say that actually this is nothing spiritual. But generally, yes, Shravan Kirtan, hearing and chanting, these are the primary activities of devotional service. So that is devotional service. Anything else? All right then, if no further questions, the drama is to be done. Do you want to announce about the books?